The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
The following is brought to you in part by MFC Studios. The views and opinions of the show's hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or staff of WGBB. And now, it came from the radio.
Hello, once again to It Came From The Radio. This is the official show of the Big Apple Con. This is your host, Mark Torres, speaking. With me in the studio, I have our very special senior correspondent, Charlie Saladino.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
And as always, we have Brian, the engineer, helping us out on the Behind the Glass.
Yay, Brian!
So this week, it's going to be a very different show, because usually we have news and whatnot, so we have a lot of stuff to cover. So I'll just do the normal spiel, and we'll just get on with the show.
Thank God.
So if anybody has any trouble listening to us on the air, you can go online. It's like you have it all pre-planned. Yeah, everything you're saying is just a list. You go online to www.am1240wgbb.com. Listen to us on the live audio streaming. Also on the GBB website, you can see us in the high-definition webcam right now. And normally, like I said, we usually take away with the news, but we have such a large show today because later on in the show,
unbelievably special show,
we have
today.
the girls from Magic
yes.
Garden, Carol Demas and Paula Janis. So they're going to be on later on, but we have so much to talk about.
What was that,
before.
Carol? What?
Carol Demas.
Demas.
Oh.
Demas? We'll ask.
Demas. Oh, and we have Hassan Godwin from
Yo.
Parts Unknown.
Yay.
Hello, Hassan.
Stranger. What's up?
How are you?
Yeah, you know. You knew what I had to do to get to where I needed to be able to call in today. It's my responsibility, so I'm not trying to take credit for it, but it was an adventure. I'm going to make a movie out of it. It's going to be the sequel to Vampire Monkey Killer.
Yes, yes. So this week we're going to be talking about the con, the New York Winter Con.
Amazing.
That took place yesterday. And then yes. on the other half, we have our special guests coming in. So we'll get right to it. So as you all know, we are the official show of the Big Apple Con. So we got to be a part of the New York Winter Con. And also we're going to be part of the Big Apple Con, which will be in March. They're going to have the 20th anniversary. And they're going to have Jason David Frank, the original Green Power Ranger, as a headliner. And we'll be there. We'll have interviews as we did this convention.
Thank you, Long Island.
So for more information, go to www.nycbm.com. That's New York Comic Book Marketplace.com, NYCBM. So, Charlie, why don't you tell us about your experience? Because this is the very first time. We've had tables before, but
right.
This is the first time we had me and you together at a table and a huge event. So how was that for you?
It was fabulous. I loved every freaking minute of it. It was an amazing experience. I thank our lovely host at the WinterCon. They went all out for us, and it was just, the people were great. Our fans, people, the cosplayers, they were phenomenal. And you could see that on our albums.
Page.
Yeah, go to Facebook. It Came From The Radio. Go into albums. You could see some of it on pictures, but most of it's in the albums posted by me, Mark, and Steve.
Steve and Amos, and we had a lot. We had four photographers.
We had a good crew.
Four photographers, actually.
Yeah.
Everybody was doing their own job, but there was four people taking pictures.
Yes.
But we had like a dedicated photographer that was Lauren Smith. Thanks, Lauren. Hi. We had our computer guys working on the interview stuff. So that was Steve Guillaume and Jaron Smith. And then we had the model. That was Tareen Taylor. She was helping us out, handing out stuff, taking pictures with everybody.
She was fabulous, handing out stuff.
And then we have Amos, who I forgot his last name. Sorry, Amos. And he was taking pictures of our model with the other people.
Right.
And then we had you there, who at a certain point you told me, I don't know what to do because I'm like, all right, we got that covered. Like, we sit here at the table and we talk to people.
Because, you know, at conventions, I'm out with the camera. I fly around. It's always, I'll meet you here.
Yeah.
I just got to get the whole thing going.
But and, I was like, but now, sit,
no, she's
sit,
doing
talk,
that.
Yeah.
She, I'm going, what? Oh, okay. And I was actually sitting there and actually talking to people. It was great.
Yeah.
And the people in the booths around us were great. And it was just a good experience all over the place.
Yeah, I met Bill Gallucci. Bill. He's does Empire City cosplay for the New York cosplay for the Jedis. We did an interview with him.
Oh yeah.
And he's really cool. That was the guy with the armor and the helmet and the lightsaber.
That was the guy across from us.
Yeah.
With the lightsabers.
Yeah, yeah.
Their pictures are up there.
Yeah, and we also talked to Joseph Mashuri. He was the CEO of FearsMag.com, and he actually has his own radio show on WBAI. So we're going to see if we can get in contact with those guys and be on the show. So how about that?
That's cool.
Also, I know Charlie got his favorite girl.
Oh, my God. Finally got an interview with my favorite girl, Marissa Jade. If anybody has the webcam on, you could see my desk is full of Melissa Jade pictures.
Yes. That's his famous girl.
And that interview is to come. On another show, we will.
Yes, we have a whole bunch of audio. You also did. Who else did you do?
Did that live. We did.
Didn't you do audio? You did audios with Marissa. Didn't you do Timac? You didn't get him.
Didn't get him. He was too busy.
You didn't get Timac.
He was too busy.
He was too busy kung fu chopping people.
Yes.
But was.
Yeah, everybody who took a picture with him had to get into like a kung
pose.
Fu pose.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah, I'm saying like stop it already.
Oh, I just got information. Amos, his name is Amos Edwards, a.k.a. Grumpy Buddha. So thanks, Amos, for taking pictures of
our that's what I saw Grumpy Buddha on.
Yeah, that's him.
I'm saying Grumpy Buddha. Isn't that an oxymoron?
Yeah. Wow.
And then you also met Brian O'Hallahan from Clerks, who played Dante, right?
Oh, yeah. There's his picture. He was great. He will be contacting you.
Yeah, he's
going to
be on the show,
spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fabulous, down-to-earth guy. I just loved meeting everybody over there. And, you know, also, what amazes me now is what a big business cosplay is.
Yes.
So we have people who actually are professional cosplayers, like Jennifer Rose, who had a booth. She was adorable. And then right across from us, Yaya Han.
Yes, actually, she was behind us. That's actually a weird story how that happened.
Yeah.
Because when I got there, as usual conventions are, it's chaos. But this one was more chaotic than usual. So I walk in, and you know, I see Mike Carbonell, who's the event coordinator, along with Frank Patch, who runs the Eternal Con. They teamed up. And I walk in, and I see Mike, and I'm like, hey, Mike. And he remembered me, so that was awesome. He's like, hey, podcast guy. I'm like, hey, he remembers me. And I'm like, all right, where are we set up? And he finds the table, which is real close to the entrance, so this is really cool.
Right.
And as you know, we're against the wall, and it's all nice. I'm like, this is a great spot. I'm all excited. And then I go talk to my liaison, I guess my communication person I always talk to, Cindy Kong, who works with Brian Kong. And I talk to her, and she's like, oh, great. You know, where you guys set up? And I said, oh, I'll show you. And so we started walking back. And when I go back, the table's gone. My box that I brought all the stuff is still there, but the table is gone. I'm like, what happened? And it turns out that they put the table by the fire exit. So we couldn't block the fire exit. So they moved us to sort of in front of Yaya Han.
Right.
But we had a column. So we had our own kind of like our own little wall.
Our own little avatars.
Yeah. And then Charlie had brought easels. So we put the banners, the things up, which Charlie made. Very nicely done. We had a little banner. And we had a nice setup.
We had
own little world. So it was basically we had our own little spot. That was, you know, it was completely set aside.
But I think the key was all Mark's idea. The key was the bowl of candy.
Yes, yes.
I think that was the highlight. Everybody who came to say hello, they were like little gingery. No, take the candy. And then Mark would like lay the martial law down.
Take a flyer.
You got to take the flyer. People going, no, I don't want the. No, you took the candy. Take the flyer.
That's right. That happened.
That happened twice.
There was a lady, she came, she took a candy, and I said, hey, the rule is you take a candy, you got to take a flyer. And she's like, no, I'm not going to take a flyer. And then her kid.
Is that her voice? Did she actually?
Yeah, that's what she sounded like, yes.
Yeah.
So her kid, she takes a flyer, and she's like, "Mom, how could you not take a flyer? That's the rules. How could you do that? You took the candy, but you didn't take a flyer."
And I'm
like,
there
"That's
going,
right, kid."
I'm sitting there going, "Whoa!"
See, you gotta lay down the law.
Get the thump thump.
Lay down the law. You're not taking a flyer, but you took the candy? What insanity is this?
The kid was like, "I must apologize for my mother. She doesn't know how to act in public
things." Exactly. That's exactly what happened. Like, there you go, kid. Good job.
My mother is a flyer phobic. She won't take a flyer.
A flyer attacked my mother.
I just made that word up.
Never been able to deal with it ever since.
But yeah, that's one of the things, you know, to have something to bring them to the table.
Yeah, it was great. And right across from us was the best people, Van, Jenny, and Katie, and they were from Sci-Fi Photo Guys.
Right on.
That was incredible. They had a big green screen there,
yes.
And they were telling the cosplayers, do you want, you know,
whatever,
take a picture
whatever graphic.
And whatever background. They had a book of backgrounds. And it was phenomenal. It was great. They did a lot of business. It was a great idea. And they were the nicest people.
And that's something that has changed, because I've talked to many people. And I actually talked to Maria. Remember Maria? She used to come down and help us out.
Right, right.
And she was like, you know, my husband does photography. And somebody should think of a way to incorporate photography with...
Yeah.
But it wasn't the right time, because there weren't enough cosplayers. So now the cosplayers love their pictures getting taken, and now you can have a green screen effect.
Yeah,
that makes it even
and
better.
Actually, instead of the publicity thing,
yeah,
now
you
they
put whatever
have,
you want. Yeah,
yeah, and it was great. And the cosplayers. We had this Adriana Velez, who was an amazing Catwoman,
right?
And then she came back as Batgirl later on during the day. So she was amazing. She was good. And what else? Oh, we had your friend. And a great guy, Roger L. Phillips, from, what does he do? The Gray's Own Universe.
Yeah.
And he was a nice guy, and want to mention him. Just a lot of nice people.
Yeah, and like I said, Bill Galuccio. I know I'm messing up his name. And I told him I was
Let me
gonna,
see the card.
Yes, read that name all the way in the top. Can you see that on the top right-hand corner?
Bill Galuccio.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but you took a break
but you
in
had
there.
Doubt.
It has
doubt
it has to roll off. It has to be confident. Hey, this is Bill Galuccio here. Galuccio, just fly it out.
You didn't sound like that at all.
Galuccio, I know, but just say, you know, in my neighborhood, he would have sounded like that.
He was with the Empire Saber Guild. That was the name.
I liked him. I liked those Saber guys. Guild. Yeah, we also had. This wonderful cosplayer, I should give you this name, Natsuki Shinedo.
I mean, all right, here we go. This is us practicing
what?
Ahead of time. This
what
is us
happening?
Practicing ahead of time.
Natsuki
Shinedo. Shinedo.
Right.
That's all I'm going
to go. Yeah, I was pretty close.
And of course, don't forget, Kelly Gordon was there.
Yes.
And he came down. We did an interview.
Well, I didn't see him. He
God
didn't come to the table.
He's got an easy name.
Kelly, you're listening.
Kelly,
I know
Kelly
you're
Gordon.
Listening. You did not come to my table. And what a surprise it was for me to see a picture with you and Mom.
You didn't,
yeah, I saw that
you didn't
picture.
Even know he was there.
I didn't even know he was there.
That's funny. I also had Rolo. He is going to be on the show. He does Curves and Bullets. He had his own little stuff on.
Oh, look at that.
And
nice
he was
artwork.
At, and he was doing, he's part of that video that I've been telling you to watch for 100 years.
Yeah, I'm going to watch
the crazy video.
I'll be watching it.
So that way we'll have him on and talk about that.
Then.
Oh, I'm getting text messages from my social media guy with three times he says it. Don't forget to plug out Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook links.
What?
So don't forget to plug our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook links. This is modern age technology right here. So yes, it's Twitter page is ICFTR, came from the radio at ICFTR. We also have the hashtag, which we were doing with the model. We took a picture of my character Sunbush, which the artwork came out really nice. Mm-hmm. Special thanks to Francesco for getting that out under the gun. Post the pictures up on our web on a Facebook page, www.facebook.com/itcamefromtheradio.com. But anybody who took a picture with the card, it's under a special hashtag. So if you look on, if you have a Twitter account and look up hashtag sunburstcomic, one word, you can see all the people that had it. And I'm putting up more as we go along. So that's their own special hashtag, their own special little area to get a picture of them on there.
Right.
I'm just blown away by how crazy it was.
Oh yeah, yeah, and but you know it was a good crazy because. It was good crazy because I'll tell you why. There was room. There was room, even though there was craziness. There was room to get around. There was. It's a very large.
So you're saying it was venue. A good turnout, but it was still well organized and orchestrated so that you can actually get around.
Well, actually, the aisles were nice and wide, and there were very little people who came with bulky, giant, except that one guy with the umbrella thing. No, Robot God was good. He was all self-contained. Oh. But the one guy was walking around with an umbrella, looked like a hanger was coming out from the umbrella.
I didn't see him.
And he had to walk sideways.
Oh, I definitely didn't.
If you
got
to walk sideways, your costume's too bulky. You know?
All right. Well, wait. Now, a few quick questions.
Yes, before we.
All right. So this was the WinterCon,
yes,
right?
Yes, New York WinterCon. First ever.
And this is Mr. Carbonaro's first con. Received it back.
Yes, Mike Carbonaro teaming up with Frank Patch from Eternal Con to bring back the conventions at the New York WinterCon. Yes.
Okay. So you guys went. You guys had a table. We had a table.
Yes.
But basically, you two went representing the radio show with a table.
With the group, yes.
You did the meet and greet, met a whole bunch of friends of the show, people have been on the show, people are allied to the show, that kind of thing. Obviously, the two of you had a great time. Because you guys have been gushing for the last, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Gush.
Yeah. All right. So you're saying that you felt the show was well organized. There was a good turnout. Wide open spaces so you can get around. You can see the stuff that you wanted to see.
Yep.
You made new connections, new hookups.
Yes.
New, all right. So this was a Class A event and a good return to the helm. Mike Carbonaro.
Yes,
right?
Yes. They did it. They did a really good job under the gun. You know, it was put together at the last minute, and they really did a great job.
I saw no people rushing around like incidences or.
The only person I saw rushing around was Mike. Mike Carbonaro was running around like crazy.
He's
person.
Rushing when he's
but he does that. He's rushing when he's home relaxing.
So. That's him on a relaxed time.
That's him
running
relaxing.
Around.
So he was relaxing. But like I said, the cosplay is what, and we at towards the end we saw this beautiful cosplayer. She was amazing.
The Wonder
just
Woman?
Really, really beautiful. The one in the red and the
yes.
Yeah, that was Elena Blue Skies, and she's a cosplayer, and she was amazing. All these people are going to get mentioned. I just put the albums up quick,
right?
But you know me, I go through the albums and I put the names with the pictures. So, and that's going to be done by at least Wednesday. But the pictures are in there.
And I went in, and a couple people I recognized, I immediately put their names in there. Like, remember Raphael and Chantal Ace?
Yes,
they were there, and they took a picture, and they're also going to be hashtag.
Oh my God, it was so great seeing them.
These pictures are going to be on the Facebook page.
The pictures are already
they
up
are there.
There. The pictures are up there
labeled?
Right now.
They're not labeled. I'm going to go home and label them.
We are in the process of labeling them, but they are up in their own albums.
Okay.
And
I'm
then,
just saying in the process of you mentioning them, so that people have a reference of what you're talking about.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
They're on there. The people are going to know who they are, but the other people...
I hope they will.
Yeah. And Mark is also saying if you could tag yourself, that would be great.
Tag yourself
then
on
we
there.
Could, we can be in touch with you. It's... this guy, these two people came down. They were
the one woman and the Nightwing.
Joker
yes,
and the what did
oh, oh the Harlequin. That was
Harlequin.
Somebody else. I thought you were talking
about
the
Joker. And
yes,
the,
yes.
And the Harlequin.
All right, guys.
And that was Helene and Sean. They were fabulous. They were amazing.
No, the car that you're holding in your hand. I remember when that happened. That was the Wonder Woman and the Nightwing.
No.
All right. Then who was the Wonder Woman and Nightwing?
Who's the what?
The Wonder Woman and Nightwing.
Wonder Woman and
Nightwing. There was a Wonder Woman there. You took a picture with the Wonder Woman. She was tall. She was riding with the guy who wrote that
on that
particular car with
the
red.
Oh, was that it?
That's them.
Never mind.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I remember the whole thing happening.
Really? Are you sure?
I am 100% sure that was the Wonder Woman.
True.
Because they were riding on the thing with the red on the car. That was at the very end of the convention.
No. This is who I said it was. This is who I said it was. And hold on.
That was the one.
Hold on.
I'm 100%
sure. This is how organized I am.
I'm 100% sure that that was the one.
All right. I'm going to look because they also gave me the websites.
Yes.
So I'm going to look them
up. Yeah, so we're going to have a...
If you are right...
I am, yes.
If you are...
Which I am.
If you are right...
Which I am.
Which you're so sure.
I am so sure.
All right. If you are right, I'm bringing Italian cookies next week.
Oh.
Okay?
Italian cookies for me.
No, for Hassan. Everybody. Brian's going to get an Italian
Hassan.
Cookie.
Hassan
he might
get
two because I'm really pissed off at you now. So... But, and
oh my goodness.
Anyway, these guys, this guy was from the Jedi across the way, wasn't he? Or am I wrong with that?
No, this one, all right, this is www.whatyoureading.com. It is for, there's no name on here. There's only email names.
Yeah, but that was the guy who gave us that card plus the
Jedi
here
it is. Chuck Suffel.
Yeah.
Chuck
okay.
Suffel. That's for them, yes.
And then the great guy across from us, who was like, I don't know, that huge thing. It was Diddy cosplay.
He was in the Captain. No, not Captain America. The Green Arrow. No, Green Lantern. He was in the Green Lantern.
But
costume.
He had to start. Yeah. You'll
yes.
see it on our.
That was, that was yes. See. That was Diddy
yeah,
cosplay.
Yeah, was something green.
Dettty cosplay. He was across from us also.
And
yes.
We had that winged girl. At the end, I don't
from,
know.
That was from Maleficent.
Yes.
That was supposed to be Angelina Jolie from Maleficent.
And then we saw the stormtrooper walking.
And these pictures exist. Right?
All these pictures are on our Facebook page right now.
And then we had the stormtrooper walking around, and I said, look at this guy. And the helmet came off, and it was the lovely Veronica Venturi.
Oh, it was a girl.
Yeah, Veronica Venturi. Yeah. And I'm going, okay.
Yeah, well done.
I'm glad that's the way to pick them, Sally.
And I saw the picture of the stormtrooper, and I would have never known it was a girl.
Yeah, right. And I'm saying, oh, look at this guy. Yeah, right.
Oh, more social media stuff from my social media guy. He says, don't forget to mention that we're going or up the video. What the hell is it? The interviews we took. Oh, all right. So we're going to be putting out the video interviews that we took on the Facebook page also on the website. I was saying that, Steve. Thanks for listening, by the way.
Well, you didn't have to stop and read what he wrote you.
Well, he's sending me texts like a crazy person, and it's on vibrate, and my stomach is vibrating, and now he mentioned the cookies that I'm going to get next week. So I'm hungry for the cookies I'm going to get because I'm so sure what's going to happen next week about the
and I just want everybody who's watching the webcam to know I took flack for yesterday.
Yes, Charlie is now holding up a sparkly purple hand purse.
No, hand purse, my... It's a pencil case.
It's a pencil case.
Pencil and pen case.
Purple pencil
look
case.
At that,
pencil
and case. It's a purple sparkle.
And I thought it was one of the girls' stuff.
Yeah, I either had to get it in hot pink or this. So this was the choice.
That was the more manly one. Version.
I should have got the hot pink because it didn't matter to you anyway. It became a purse. No, I bought so many. Mark says, I need a Sharpie. So I went, and there was no Sharpie, so I got alternatives, and I said, well, maybe that's not good. I'll get this. Before I knew it, I had like 15 pencils, and I said, I'm not going to carry these. I'll get this pencil and pen case, and I wasn't getting the hot pen. And then Mark goes, whose purse is that? I got like, I'll give you a shot whose purse is that.
My God!
Yes, it was quite an event. They had a nice huge stage, and they had a cosplay contest, and tons of people were there.
And they had martial arts going on where
yes,
we were.
Yes, yes.
All the way, and I don't know if you saw when we were doing the interviews.
They were
interviews. Rented lips. Sorry, if we were doing the interviews, and you were doing yours, and I'm turning around and I'm watching this samurai sword.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's whacking the hell out of this other guy. And he goes, all right, yeah, you bet, you won. You slapped him in the head with that sword, of course.
Oh, my God.
But
yeah.
That's what was going on. It was great. And right, if it was the season, those windows looked right out to Aqueduct Racetrack.
Yes,
it was beautiful.
And I think that maybe because of the weather, it kind of just kept it right on keel, like a good
it
con,
was nice
not
and then
overly crowded,
and then as it got later more and more people were coming and was really nice.
So
but again I cannot tell you about the cosplayers.
To quote Frank again, it's like, you know, they have Disney, and then there's the little amusement parks, and this was a very well done show, especially when walking into it, I'm like, this is going to be a crazy mess. Yeah. It's going to be chaos. And they pulled it out. They really did a great job.
For me, as my first con to work for, it was a beautiful experience.
So
and let's not forget, we got the finally Marissa Jade interview. And also, I just have to mention that our former co-host and friend Caitlin Ross Poteet was supposed to go there, but she had I asked about, and she said, I would love to go, but it's my father's 70th birthday bash. So happy 70th birthday to Caitlin's father.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh, and we have our guests on the phone. So we're gonna take our break. So
take our break and we'll get our guests on.
So what we're gonna do for the break is we're gonna be playing the Grammy nominated, Grammy Award winning nominated or award winner. She told me like 10 minutes ago. Sorry, Carol, I know you're listening. But it's from their album. So we're gonna play that for our commercial. So we'll be right back with Came From the Radio.
Hi, this is Amory. You've heard my voice open and close the show. Now we want to hear your voice. If you have a business or product, you can record a commercial here. We offer 30 and 60 second spots. For more information, contact Mark at mfc_studios@hotmail.com. And now, here's some music.
Next, don't laugh at Jack's disaster. Jack and down and broke his crown, and who came tumbling after?
Deedle, deedle, dumpling, my son, John, went to bed with his stockings on, one shoe off and one shoe on. Deedle, deedle, dumpling, my son, John.
Boom, deedle, deedle, boom, deedle, John. Boom, deedle, deedle, boom, deedle, John.
Boom, deedle, deedle,
boom, deedle, John.
Boom, deedle, deedle,
boom, deedle,
John.
Wow, that was hot. Now, back to our show.
And welcome back to It Came From The Radio. This is your host, Mark Torres, speaking along with our senior correspondent, Charlie Saladino, and Hassan Godwin on the phone. And, oh, wait,
and
Charlie,
I just
want to mention
have to,
something.
Before something, I'm sorry I forgot to mention this, but Chuck Marone, who we is a good friend of ours. He owns Royal Collectibles. He was there with his amazing setup, and we got a chance to interview him. So go to our
Facebook
site.
Facebook page will be
yeah,
up.
Right. Okay.
His picture's there, but the
yeah, there's pictures there too. So anyway.
So that music was from the magical was from the Grammy award-winning or Grammy nominated.
Nominated.
Grammy nominated CD. When we have two very special guests, which I've been so excited about, when I saw the Christmas, the Lost Christmas special last year, I was like, I really want to get these guys on. I really got to get them. And a year later, I managed to get them on to our show. So please, please welcome the great Carol Demas and Demas.
Yes, thank you.
Carol Demas. I was right there, Charlie.
That.
Look at that. Two
I knew
for
that.
Two. Oh,
that's what I, that's what I told you.
And Paula Janis. Say hi, ladies.
Hello.
So, Charlie was grooving to the music from the CD.
Oh, my God.
So.
I've been...
Wait.
Well,
truth be told, both of you were grooving.
Well,
both Mark and Charlie. Stop.
I was drumming it. I am a drummer, and I was going crazy.
I can see it on the high def cam.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
So the
you know that little drum riff?
Yeah.
That was in there? You know who that was?
Uh-huh.
Mel Lewis.
Are you... Oh, my God. Oh, my... That's amazing.
The great and unfortunately departed.
Yes, not no longer with us. Oh my God, those. I'm telling you, I still rock to those songs. I'm sorry. There you go.
So, ladies, why don't you tell us how the Christmas special came to be aired 33 years later?
Well, how they ever lost it, we've never been sure, but they did, and apparently there was a flood in the building, which is where the WPIX studios are, and there was a locked closet in the basement, and nobody had the key, and apparently the people who run the building were very concerned that there was this flood, and they didn't know what was in this closet, and they wouldn't be able to get it out, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
So they chopped the door down, and they got in there, and yes, indeed, there was water all over the floor and up a certain level, but the Lost Magic Garden Christmas episode.
Oh my God.
On the top shelf. So it was saved.
And the person who discovered it was someone who was a fan, and he had never seen that episode. He was just wild, and he grabbed all six boxes because it was, you know, in an old format, and they called us because they didn't know how it went together. And so they needed a little help with what came when, but the good news was that it was in pristine condition. It didn't even have all the credits on it.
Oh, my
so,
God.
We had to do some editing, and not only were we excited that the WPIX audience got to see it, but it also was streamed worldwide, which meant that a fan we never knew about, who writes for the Huffington Post, named Joanna Colangelo, absolutely freaked and wrote the most wonderful article that you could ever ask for about how thrilled she was and about how anywhere she goes writing in the world, if she meets someone who loved the Magic Garden as a child, it's like instant magic, it's an instant rapport, and she just thinks that's so special, and so do we.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was streamed worldwide, we heard from someone in Athens, Greece, who saw it, and someone in South Africa. I mean, my goodness, that's pretty incredible.
And that's going to happen again.
Yes, it is.
On the 21st of December at 1 o'clock on WPIX Channel 11, you can view it for an hour, or you can go to pix11.com. and see it streamed, and I believe they're going to stream it four times in a row, or at least three. So if you miss the first one, you can catch one of the others.
Or you can see it three times in a row, because it's that awesome.
Well, there are some Magic Garden junkies out there, yeah?
I mean, I remember this show when I was a kid. I'm sure you've heard tons of people say this to you, but I remember the show as a kid. It was really great, and it was something I remember coming home to after school.
Yeah.
And it resonated with me all these years later. Like, and then when we were at the convention yesterday, right. I was telling people, oh, we have them coming on tomorrow. And they're like, oh, my God, the Magic Garden people, this is so great. So you have the love after all these years.
Well, it's very, very cute because we do live shows periodically around the tri-state area. And people always say basically the same thing when they see the two of us together. The first thing that they say is, oh, my goodness, it's them.
And then they say, they're still alive. And then they say, you never said my name.
Oh, my God.
And that's a complaint about the Hello song. It's not a complaint about the Hello song. It's a complaint about not having been included in the names that we sometimes said at the end. And so if we can be facing a large audience of adults with their children, and maybe the parents who watched with them when they were children, and we say, is there anybody out there who's still waiting to hear their name? And all these hands go up, all these grown-ups just waving, like, me. So when we have our meet and greet afterward, which is always very extensive, and we stay for everybody, we promise them that we will say their names and sing a little of the Hello song, and then they can get on with their lives, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, like...
All right, well,
we could sing the Hello song
Hassan,
for you.
I have to come down
would
there.
Would you like
and
us
have
to sing the Hello song for you?
Oh, my God, yes. And we have Hassan, who's never had that his name said.
Well,
okay,
wait,
now, wait a minute. We have to make sure we get these names right.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Is Mark, which is me.
Mark.
Senior correspondent, Charlie.
Saladin. I'm sorry, say that again.
Is Charlie.
Charlie.
We have Brian over here in the booth.
Brian.
And then we have
easy
Hassan.
Names.
And then we have Hassan.
Hassan?
Yes.
So the first one was Mark.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
Mark, Charlie, Brian, and Hassan.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
That's correct.
We got it, Paul.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is going to happen.
It's nice to say hello, 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 hello. It's nice to say hello, hello, and how are you? It's nice to shake your hand, shake hands, shake hands. It's nice to shake your hand, shake hands, and how do you do? I'm fine, me too, we're fine, and how are you? I am fine, me too, we're fine, and how are you? And hello, Mark and Charlie.
And Brian and Hassan.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow. So now we can get on with our lives.
Well, let me tell you something. This was the highlight of my career because I am the senior correspondent. This is Charlie. I'm the senior correspondent.
Hi.
And in 1972, I graduated high school. But my gripe was with Miss Louise from Romper Room because she never saw me. So now she never said, "I see Charlie." Never. So this is the best.
Look what she missed.
Yes, you have made my life. You were the best, and to me, she's dead to me now, Miss Louise. So thank you, ladies.
No, we have something else to tell you about that's very important. So maybe Paula can start out.
Yeah. We were very, very excited to be able to suddenly offer our DVD collection, which had sold out, and we had some struggle to get it reissued, but we've got them, and we're very excited. There's 10 episodes. We used to say it was our favorite episodes, but I don't know if it's the favorite, but it's certainly some of the best. And there's a lovely little booklet that comes along with it with photos and pictures and bios and all kinds of stuff.
There are just so many favorites. That's the problem. Right. Choosing 10 was difficult.
True. But if anyone would like to order a DVD collection, you can go on our website, which is carolandpaula.com, Carol with an E, and you will find an order form. And in true 70s style, you will have to send the order form in with a check or money order, send your address, and we will send you the DVD.
And if you get the order in fairly soon, like by the 14th, Paula?
Yes.
By the 14th of December, we will get them out to you. And there's information about it on our website, carolandpaula.com, and on our Facebook page. And we're really happy to finally be able to offer them because they have been unavailable for a year and a half. And recently, I spoke to a film director who loved the show as a child, and they wanted to use a little piece of the Magic Garden, if it doesn't end up on the cutting room floor, in a film, which we were thrilled about. But he needed it right away. And so the next thing you know, I spoke to his assistant who told me, when I said to her, we could make a copy because we don't even have a new one to send you. And she said, oh, that's okay. She said, I bought it on Amazon over the weekend. I paid $300 for it.
We nearly
Wow.
Yeah, she said she was chasing it down on eBay and it got up to about $190, but she was too busy to pursue it. So she went to Amazon, and that's what they were going for.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah, it's well worth it, too.
Yeah.
<Right. laughs> It doesn't cost that much if you order it from us.
Yes. You get the yes. super discount.
Order it from the real people. It doesn't. Oh, God.
So I guess the most the question I've been wondering all these years is, how did this happen? How did you guys get together?
I know how it happened.
Oh, do you want to tell us, Charlie?
No. I have another question about how it happened. But go ahead.
Yes.
How did it happen?
I got a call from my agent who said that WPIX was looking for a host for a children's program. And they wanted a cartoon host. At that time, there was the new Children's Television Act, which required stations to run a certain amount of programming for children. I think it really was supposed to be educational programming for children. Paula and I had, back in the early 60s, been teachers together at PS7 in Brooklyn, kindergarten,
Brooklyn.
And we had also, after that, sung for the New York Shakespeare Festival together with our brothers in a quartet that we formed. So we had a lot of experience together, and when I got up there and they told me about this, what their plan was, I said, maybe you'd be interested in something a little different from a cartoon show. Like what, they said. So, of course, I told them about Amazing, Wonderful Paula and how good we were together, and we had this chemistry, which we do, and we have been friends now for 60 years, since 1954, when we met in high school.
Yes, we were 14, so we like to say, you do the math.
That's right. So I called Paula real quick because they said, well, come in and show us what you can do. And Paula put together some stuff that we could do. And we went and did it on camera. And they poked around a little bit after this because they liked this idea, but they didn't find anybody that they felt could do what we could do. So that was the beginning.
Wow.
The interesting thing about the show is that there really was never an honest-to-goodness script. There was a format, you know, you start with this, and then you do that, and then you move on to this, and then go tell a story and sing a song. It was wild. So what you saw was what we were doing.
That's right. And Paula had just had her first baby, and I was doing Grease on Broadway. I was the original Sandy in the original Broadway production of Grease. Wow. 8 shows a week, and my only day off was Monday. And that's when we shot it. And Paula would come to the theater with the baby, with something for me to eat, and we would go way down in the bowels of the theater and figure out how we were going to interpret a certain story with just the two of us, and figure out the arrangements for the way we sang, which was live, just two voices and a guitar.
Wow.
So all of that was going on at the same time, which is what it's like in feast or famine business, you know.
But we had a great time.
Yeah, we really
still do.
We never imagined this, like today, like talking to you.
Well, it was the most amazing show on television, children's show on television at the time. It really was.
One of the things that amazes us the most and practically brings us to tears is when we get these emails or letters from a person who's now a grown-up who will say, you know, I had a difficult childhood and my only friend was you and Carol, and, you know, I couldn't wait every day till the show came on. And I grew up better because of you. I became a musician because of the two of you. I became a teacher. I mean, amazing stuff. And we look at each other and we go, wow, who knew?
Yeah. Well, we gave it everything we had, and our chemistry was real, of course,
which is
something that our live audiences are so thrilled to hear, that it wasn't a made-up friendship for television, but that it was as real as they hoped it was. And it still is, aren't we lucky?
Yeah. Well,
that's fantastic.
That certainly shows when you see the program. It's more than two actors, actresses, musicians. It was like a bond. Seriously,
We were bonded to Sherlock too.
Yeah, Sherlock. Sherlock.
I was going to ask, who came up with Sherlock? Where did Sherlock come from?
He was a puppeteer who had some television experience with other shows. And I guess his agent or somebody called him, and he created Sherlock out of a bath mat, a pink bath mat, and a rubber Spalding rubber ball cut in half and some pipe cleaners.
He said he threw it together over the weekend because he suddenly realized he had to audition and he didn't have a puppet. So he made Sherlock and went in there full of apologies for Sherlock not being a fancy puppet whose eyes could open and close and stuff. And they loved him just the way he was, and that's the thing about him that's so amazing, is that Harry and Tebby could make both Sherlock and Flapper the bird, who joined the show later, appear to be so alive and have so many emotions. And they were, you know, they weren't very expensive puppets that could do all kinds of mechanical things or anything. It was all Harry, and he did both voices.
Wow.
Well,
it was one of my favorite things on that show, I have to say.
Not spacious for a person with, you know, trying to move around in there. And I think, I don't know, did he ever get the voices mixed up?
Once. Once that we caught him.
Can
I put a little plug in for something?
Sure.
Okay. I just wanted to let your listeners know that on Sunday, December 21st, which is the same day that Magic Garden Christmas is airing earlier in the day, I am singing in a concert. I've been singing in a lot of them lately, and this one is out in Montvale, New Jersey, and it's called No One Is Alone. It's a benefit concert for some families in need in the area. It's at the Incera Theater, Incerra, which is in a high school, regional high school, St. Joseph Regional High School in Montvale. And the information is on our website, and it's on my website, caroldemus.com. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to let people know about that.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I mean, you guys have been doing so much for so many people, and you're still doing it. It's like, you know, you're still going strong. I it blew my mind when we were trying to get the pre-recorded interview with Charlie, how busy you guys were still on. I was like, oh my God, they're still out there, they're still doing all this crazy stuff. I can barely get up and come here on a regular basis.
Yes, but you didn't have all those years in the Magic Garden in which you didn't age a day.
There you go.
In fact, it went backwards.
Right.
I have a quick question for Carol.
Yes.
Carol, you guys were graduates of Midwood High School.
Yes.
At 2840 Bedford Avenue. And the reason I know that is that was like my old neighborhood. So we were neighbors. I'm from Williamsburg, Bedford-Stuyvesant area. And Bedford Avenue was a couple of blocks from me. My question is, Carol,
yes.
you and Paula were school teachers. How did you divert to acting?
Well, that was my goal all along, but I wasn't fool enough to think that I'm going to walk in and say, hey, Broadway, here I am.
Right, right.
We all need to be able to make a living while we're building our professional careers as performers.
Right.
And I went to graduate school at NYU Graduate School of Education, and I only got half my master's, and at that time that was enough if I could pass an exam, which I did, and I got a license. Paula, on the other hand, has the equivalent of a PhD in early childhood education. So she's the real educator. I was teaching for a couple of years, and I was very, very fortunate. The first off-Broadway show I auditioned for, I got the ingenue lead in, and that was Fred Ebb's first book show. It was called Morning Sun, and it starred Patricia Neuway, who was the abbess in Sound of Music.
Right.
So from there on, I never got back to teaching, except that I had the good part of it, the fun part of it, with Paula in the Magic Garden.
Well, you did get back to teaching. You taught a whole generation and future generations. So
well, of course, you had to see the two of us in a single kindergarten under the Brooklyn Bridge with 50 children and 50 puzzles with 500 pieces.
Oh,
and
God.
The two of us going, what? How do we put it together?
Oh my!
At the end of the day, we had all these pieces, and we had to put them away. And you know, it was just ridiculous.
Oh
and then
God.
We discovered that some of the pieces were disappearing, and we couldn't figure out how this was happening. We literally, after buttoning them up and tying their shoes and all that stuff, had to sort of frisk them. Who was stealing these pieces? And you know, we couldn't find out, and you know what we found out? Tell him, Paula.
Oh, no, I said him.
Oh, come on. You don't have to identify the criminal, just...
in his mouth?
Yes.
He's home in his mouth, so that we weren't frisking his mouth, so we didn't ask him to stick out his tongue and show us the puzzle.
They put the stuff in their mouth.
Yes, can you imagine? They wanted them. They wanted this stuff. They had very little.
Oh,
they wanted it so badly. I think he even rounded up a couple of cohorts, and they were each of them carrying out a...
very creative at 85, right?
Lord only knows where he is today.
Would have took 500 trips by mouth. Yeah.
Perseverance.
I was going to say it's Sherlock, but he would never do something like that.
That would have been a real... explanation if you've been around at the time.
So we have less than 5 minutes, so I want to mention again that there's going to be the benefit concert on the 21st.
Yes.
The re-airing of the Magical Garden Christmas is going to be on at 1 p.m. on the 21st on WPIX Channel 11 and online.
I'll be there.
Three times in a row. And you have the DVD for sale, the reissue of the DVD for sale. You have to make sure you get the orders in by December 14th to make sure you get it in.
Well, if you want it for Christmas.
Well, yes, if you want it for Christmas. Otherwise, you can order it any time. It's not like it's a deadline. You can order it any time. Matter of fact, order it all the time.
Yes.
Oh, and there are also three CDs, the original Magic Garden album and a story box album and the one that you played a few selections from, the musical Goose on the Loose, which is our nursery rhyme album.
That was the nominee, the Grammy nominee.
Okay.
Oh,
and all of that is on www.carolandpaula.com with an E, Carol with an E, and Paula.com, right?
Right.
So we have like 2 minutes left. I want to say a final thought. I really appreciate you guys doing this, and we didn't practice you guys singing, so we thank you so much for that. I'm beside myself how happy I am that you guys are still alive and kicking, still performing, and thank you so much for being a guest. Charlie, you got a final thought?
I think children are our most amazing treasure, and what you guys done and are doing are amazing, and I wish you guys had this show on today, because in this world, we need you guys.
And Hassan.
Well, there's some conversation going on about this at WPIX, and if anyone there really feels strongly about that, they should go to WPIX's website and send them a letter.
Oh, my God.
Because they are reading them, and there is this idea floating about. And anybody who wants to know what else we're up to, we will be doing more live performances next year. Just go to carolynpaula.com and keep up.
I have an Italian family. I'm going to have them all write. That's at least 5 million letters right there.
Wonderful.
So, Hassan, you have a quick final thought, like 2 seconds.
Yeah, thank you after 36 years for mentioning my name. That's made my entire weekend. Not even kidding. Thank you so much.
So that about does it for us on the Came From the Radio. Join us right here and every week on WGBB. If you miss any part of the show, you go on to our website, www.itcamefromtheradio.com. The archives will be up in a day or so. And make sure you like us on a Facebook page and follow us on Twitter, ICTFR. And we'll see you next week. Thanks
thank
again.
Thank you, ladies.
Bye. Thank Bye. You. Bye.
You have been listening to It Came From the Radio with Mark Torres. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests did not necessarily reflect the views of WGBB, the owners, or staff. And now we return you to your earthly scheduled broadcast.
In the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.